phone. I can't call the name of it as well as I know it right now.
Well, I can remember when my grandfather was, he'd always sit down on Saturday afternoon when we'd go over to Vince, and he'd sit with his knife.
Yeah.
And he'd sit there sharpening it on a, what'd you call them things?
It's a stone of some
wet,
kind, but
yeah.
Whetstone or
yeah.
something. I don't know the real name of it.
Now, a man who sharp, who shaved with a straight razor.
Oh yes.
Sharpened it on.
Well, he had a razor strop, and he also had one of these stones you're talking of. Now I've seen him. You take my daddy was so perfect with shaving. He'd lather himself up and he'd start right there, take it all the way around, and he'd take it this way, and in about, I'd say, 7 or 8 strokes, he completely shaved all his beard off. I'd cut my neck if I tried that today.
I know. I guess we all would. But they kept those things sharp.
They kept them sharp, razor sharp. That reminds me of an expression my grandmother show you when we kids were coming up and we'd get out of line, you know, with some bright remarks. She'd tell us, she says, you all must be eating razor soup. You know why? We were so shocked.
Now, if you had a wagon and 2 horses, you had something that would run down the middle of it, right? Between
yeah.
the horses, you that was the...
The,
Well, what about all the parts of a wagon? What?
Wait, I can't... it slipped my mind now, just what the parts of it were. But that was
that piece
the...
That ran down the middle was the...
Was that, that wasn't a single tree, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think that's what it was.
Well, a single tree was what?
A single tree, I believe, was one of the, if you had 2 horses or 2 mules hitched up to the wagon, you understand?
Yeah.
The chains came to the, you know, were hooked on the shoulders and went backwards.
Yeah.
And back of their legs was a single tree.
Okay.
You understand, a big piece of wood that helped them pull, you see, either side, you understand,
yeah.
gave them that flexibility, and it was hitched to the wagon.
Now, what was the thing called that both of these are hitched to?
That's what I can't get right now.
In order to keep them together. Mm-hmm.
I can't get that word right now, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, evener, or a spreader, or a double tree?
Mm-hmm. That wasn't it. I just can't recall the name.
Well, you did have a double tree on the wagon, didn't you?
Single tree.
What about the thing that ran down the middle? You didn't know it?
I can't recall that right now.
Now, on a buggy, you back the horse in between the...
You see how those times slip away from you?
Yeah. Well, the shaft.
No, it wasn't a shaft either. I don't think.
Well, when you had on a one-horse buggy, you back him in between the... Right?
I don't know. I have to be honest with you. It has slipped away from me.
And you'd use a wagon when you were... Oh, when you were...
When you're hauling heavy stuff.
Yeah.
But oftentimes a wagon was used as a hoist. You understand? I've seen that. In the years when we had bad roads, someone would die, and they would load the body in a coffin, in the wagon, and take it to the graveyard. Sometimes there'd be hook as many as 4 mules on it.
And the coffin maybe fell out sometimes.
No, it didn't fall out. They were very careful.
A famous Southern writer wrote a story about a coffin that fell out of a wagon one day.
Well, it could happen if you see the wagon had its sides.
Yeah.
And usually when they slipped it in, they bolted the back end. You know what I mean, the sides, they slipped them in and bolted them down to hold them.
Now, you might come to a log in the road.
Well, we didn't have that problem.